بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know that we all miss the holy month of Ramadan, right? And the ambience left from the holy month of Ramadan, the atmosphere, the scent, the perfume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His great month of feast has sprayed over all of us. We are still carrying the sense of it, the scent of it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us dwell in the atmosphere and in the ambience of the holy month of Ramadan. We have successfully reached the 17th dua of this great book, Sahifa Sajjadiya. And in this great dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is sharing with us, is inheriting a special dua for when he mentioned Shaitan, remembered Shaitan, and sought refuge from him and from his enmity and trickery. إِذَا ذُكِرَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ عَدَاوَتِهِ وَكَيْدِهِ. Therefore, anytime you remember Shaitan, you need to do three things, right? You need to first seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's true that the Holy Quran says, "Inna kaida shaitan kana za'ifa." The trickery of shaitan is weak. It's true that is there. But how strong are you? Even the strongest person you are, at any point you feel or at any point you hallucinate that you are something, that's when you're going to get defeated by the shaitan. Right? My point is that in this short message is not about who is the real shaitan and what he has done in order to become the real shaitan. But what I want to mention is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, once you're remembering shaitan or in a place that there is a possible exposure to the overcoming of shaitan over you, then do these things, right? Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the title of the 17th dua says, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ. This is what he was doing as an imam, right? You might ask, he is ma'asum, he's infallible. How can he remember himself about shaitan, or he remind himself of shaitan, or how can he spend time in protecting his father or his the ones who are who became martyred in Karbala, right? He's a great, noble personality. He's teaching us how to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in fact training us to be able to overcome the issues that are holding us back from obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا ذُكِرَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ. Whenever he remembered shaitan, and then what did he do? He did seek refuge to him. وَمِنْ عَدَاوَتِهِ. And from his enmity as well. وَمِنْ كَيْدِهِ. And from his trickery. The 17th dua at this point starts with this. اللهم إِنَّا نَعُودُ بِكَ مِنْ نَزَغَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Brothers and sisters, don't ever get arrogant over your own strength. We need to become strong. But the source of strength in this dunya is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the power belongs to Him. All the monetary possessions, all the wealth that exists therein in this dunya belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, anytime you get so proud of yourself, anytime you feel that you are strong, that's exactly where you're going to break down. Right. Allahumma inna na'udu bika min nazaghat ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you to please allow us so that we can seek refuge in the form in you and or from the instigations of the accursed shaitan. the accursed shaitan, وَكَيْدِهِ وَمَكَايَدِهِ, and from his trickery and his traps that he has been planning or plotting against us. وَمِنَ الثِّقَةِ بِأَمَانِيَ, because shaitan has, respected brothers and sisters, has promised that I will indeed take down all the children of Adam until I place them all in the hellfire and not let anyone surpass, right? He says, وَمِنْ كَيْدِهِ وَمَكَايَدِهِ, from his trickery and his traps. وَمِنَ الثِّقَةِ بِأَمَانِيَةِ وَمَوَائِدِهِ, and from trust in his false hopes, his promises. وَقُرُورِهِ وَمَصَائِدِهِ, and his delusions and his snares. And وَأَنْ يُطَمَّ وَقُرُورِهِ وَمَصَائِدِهِ وَأَنْ يُطْمَعَ نَفْسَهُ فِي إِذْلَالِنَا أَنْ تَعَتِكَ, or lest he should make himself crave to lead us away from your obedience. Right? إِذْلَالِنَا أَنْ تَعَتِكَ. This is what Shaitan wants. Let's take a final break and inshallah we'll come back to wrap up today's session.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Shaitan has promised, respected brothers and sisters, on the very first day, on the very first day that he was ordered to leave the dwellers, or the place that the dwellers of the heaven were residing, to outside, you're not allowed, or you do not deserve to be in this place anymore. And then he said, I will indeed make sure, and instead of expressing humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he started to express what? Arrogance, which is one of the worst attitude one can have, right? He says, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from this and that, then I'm better, I'm that. And then he says to Adam that because of this, because of being ordered to leave the heavens, I will make sure that none of the children or offsprings of Adam will make it completely healthy through the life of this dunya, I mean in the spiritual dimension, meaning that I will make sure that they die from this world or from the life of this dunya while they deserve hellfire. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, as the Holy Quran says. So at the very beginning, it says, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min nazaqat ash-shaytan ar-rajim wa kaydihi wa makayidihi. O Allah, from the instigations of shaitan, this accursed shaitan, from his trickery, from his traps, I do seek refuge to you. And anytime you're trapped by the traps of shaitan, the first thing to do is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد